I'm Cyril Moshko. You're listening to the Russian Jazz Podcast, which I'm recording here in Moscow, Russia. If a Russian jazz musician decides that he might want something more than just domestic fame, he has several options to choose from. Option number one is to go to America and stay there forever. This way is probably the most desperate, because America has zillions of its own jazz musicians who compete in a relatively narrow market sector. It is quite difficult to compete with the guys who grew up in an ongoing day-by-day struggle for their own place in the sun. And do not forget that many of them play way better than you. So the ones who choose that way deserve at least some respect. And note that some of the guys who went to America to stay did a pretty good job anyway. Look at the trumpet virtuoso Valery Ponomarev, who was with the Jazz Messengers in the late 1970s. Valery Ponomarev is now 61. He was born in Moscow. He was almost self-taught as a trumpet player, and there were certainly more popular trumpet players on the scene in the late 1960s. Nobody took Ponomarev any serious in Moscow at that time. They regarded his style heavily influenced by 1950s-1960s hard boppers, such as Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan and Freddie Hubbard, old-fashioned. Can anybody possibly imagine how surprised they were when Valery immigrated to the United States and, in 1977, became a member of Art Blakey Jazz Messengers? Ponomarev spent 4 years in the famed hard bop supergroup, where he preceded a young trumpet player called Wynton Marsalis. Since 1980s, Valery Ponomarev leads a successful solo career in New York City. He had released several good albums for Reservoir Records. When he left Russia, it was nearly impossible for an emigrant to ever return. It took him 17 years to get back to his native country. Gorbachev's perestroika lifted the bars of the Iron Curtain, and since 1990s, Valery Ponomarev tours Russia once or twice a year while keeping a strong presence on American jazz scene. Most recently in Arturo O'Farrell's Latin Big Band at the Birdland Jazz Club every Sunday, or with his most recent Reservoir release, Beyond the Obvious. However, it is Valery Ponomarev's 1991 record that we're going to listen to right now, Profile, where the trumpeter joins forces with the greats Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone and Kenny Barron on piano, as well as with Essiet Essiet on the bass and Victor Jones on drums. Valery's original tune is called I Was Afraid You'd Never Call Me. My name's Cyril Moshko. This was the Russian Jazz Podcast. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.